Good morning, everybody. I'd like to call the Industrial Revenue Bond Committee meeting to order. So the purpose of today's meeting, which is to review the Industrial Revenue Bond application of BDG Delaware LLC. It's a Delaware limited liability company for the issuance of the county revenue bonds in a principal amount not to exceed $60 million. The proceeds of the bonds, along with available funds, will be used to finance a project consisting of the acquisition, construction, installation, and equipping of certain solid waste disposal facilities with a capacity of up to approximately 20,000 tons of processing of chicken-related waste streams to raw biogas and organic digestate, including, but not limited to, one or more anaerobic digesters, tanks, pipes, pumps, valves, CHP generator, and such other buildings and or equipment necessary or desirable in connection with solid waste disposal facilities located at 28338 Enviro Way, Seaford, Delaware, 19973, and to pay for the certain cost of issuing the bonds. The facility will be owned and operated by the applicant and one or more of its affiliates. The bonds may be issued in one or more series. The revenue bonds to be issued will be payable solely from the revenues of the facility and from other sources provided by the applicant, and will not constitute a debt or liability of the county. The county will have no financial liability for the bonds. The application notes that the project will create 12.5 new jobs relating to ongoing operations of the facility and 50 to 60 jobs related during construction of the facility. The application has been reviewed by the county's bond council, and the project has been confirmed to qualify for tax-exempt bond financing. Per the county's ordinance, the Industrial Revenue Bond Program, the project must tend to maintain or provide gainful employment within and for the people of the county, aid, assist, and encourage the economic development or redevelopment of the county, or maintain, diversify, or expand the employment promoting enterprises within the county. This meeting is also a public hearing. For the purposes of the public hearing, comment for the county's consideration as required by the IRS tax code. Now I would like to introduce Mr. Chip Hoagland and Mr. Peter Ettinger, the Chief Financial Officer and Chief Development Officer, respectively, of Bioenergy DevCo, of the parent company of the applicant BDG DE LLC, to answer any of the committee's questions and also give an update of the project. If you guys would like to come to the front, please. Yeah, you can go up here. You're good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. If you want to give us an update, and then if we have any questions.
Sure, we can do a brief update. And thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today. The project is ongoing. As you know, we refer to it as the Bioenergy Innovation Center. We like that because we like the idea of making it an innovation center, being able to do and illustrate, in essence, a showcase of agricultural and waste management as well as the production of clean, green, natural energy. The project itself includes a composting facility that is currently under permit by DENREC and is currently operational. In fact, we're very excited to say that we're running out of compost, in the sense that people like the product, they're interested in the product, they continue to buy the product, and then primarily goes offshore. Perfect integration of this process is an anaerobic digester, of which we have had 22 years of experience and have built over 230 of these facilities throughout the world, and currently operate over 150. The ideal situation and why this makes it such advantageous to be here in Seaford is the management of poultry waste, DAF waste, hatchery waste, and other materials that typically would have been land applied, but now we find to have more advantageous uses, not only in driving economic development here in and around the county itself, but also in maintaining not only full employment as well as environmental benefits. The project itself is ongoing. We're doing work inside of the building today and just refurbishing and rehabilitating the building so that it can be used for our purposes. Just as reference, anaerobic digestion is a completely enclosed process, so we ensure management of odors and other environmental issues. We are doing based on our Sussex Conservation District. Sorry, I always want to add a couple of words. On the Sussex Conservation District permits, we're doing some intermediate foundation work as permitted by them. And then pursuing, as I think this audience knows, our conditional use permits through Department of Planning and Zoning and now County Council. So we look forward to the opportunity of servicing not only the materials coming out of Purdue, but we're in conversations with Mount Air, Amic, and others to make this certainly a showcase facility. And additionally, I just wanted to add that we are currently working with University of Delaware in looking at various research projects in terms of digestate and new technologies, Sussex County Community College and the various high schools as well, looking at continued employment and continuing education. Happy to answer any questions on the status of the project.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You're referencing two phases in your bond application related to 100,000 ton stage one and an additional 100,000 ton stage two. Just give us an idea of the timing of that.
So my colleague who runs the finance has one view of this. Mine is let's get it done as quickly as possible. We have a 70,000 ton commitment by Purdue over a 20-year basis. If you look simply at Amic and you certainly look at Mount Air, we can more than exceed those numbers. But Chip can be more specific in terms of the timing itself.
Yeah. So it looks, as Peter said, it's probably going to happen a little bit more. Phase two is going to come in a little faster than we originally thought when we had come up with the financing plan for phase one and phase two. That will really be ultimately, phase two will be contingent on us ultimately signing feedstock agreements. But our current plan is funding all of it with equity currently and then doing the bond deal to refinance for phase one. And that's what in order to reinvest the money in this phase two and also other projects. So we're being pushed to get at least partial funding with phase one, and we do feel like that'll happen certainly this year, and we expect that phase two also may occur in this year as well, but we could sort of wait and see here. We're hedging a little bit on the timing, quite frankly. It's not completely clear.
A lot of it will end up becoming dependent on permits and depending on the ability to move through TAMREC and others,
right?
Which we'll have that scheduled April in early April.
But to be clear, I think the permit, and we're asking for the full permit value of both phases, right? So that hopefully won't be, a delay caused by that, right? It's more of getting the feedstock arrangements, the commercial arrangements done.
Yeah, and I apologize, I misspoke. Our permits are at 200,000 plus. So the permit is not done in two phases. The permit is done as one shot fits all. So I didn't mean to misdirect or mislead.
Thank you.
Sure.
And just as a follow-up question, so the resolution states $60 million, but your application is showing $28 million. So $60 million is for the two phases.
Correct.
But at this time, the application is for the first phase. And the reason we do the resolution for the first one, for everything, is for the IRS purposes.
Right.
It's that's our understanding.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from the committee? Okay. Not hearing any. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. So now is the time to see if there's any public comment. There is nobody in the audience in the chambers at this time for public comment. So at this time, I'd like to ask the operator, are there any members on the phone of the public who would like to speak?
If there's anyone on this call that would like to make public comment, please dial 5-star. If there's anyone that wishes to make public comment on this hearing, please dial 5-star. At this time, we have no callers that wish to make public comment.
Thank you, operator. For the record, there was no public comment. So the next item for the committee is to look at the project resolution. I sent it prior to this meeting, and it's also copy is at your desk. What this resolution does from the committee, it mentions three things. It mentions that the bond is not to exceed $60 million. It also says that the bond will be the special limited obligation of the county, and the county does not pledge its general credit or taxing powers for the payment thereof. And third, it also talks about the issuance of the bonds will accomplish a public purpose as defined in our ordinance.
Madam Chair, I would move that the public hearing on this matter be closed.
Thank you. I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Okay. Can I have a motion at this time to adopt the resolution that is entitled Sussex County, Delaware Industrial Revenue Bond Review Committee Findings and Determinations Regarding the Application of BDGDE LLC for the Issuance Up to $60 Million Sussex County, Delaware Solid Waste Revenue Bonds for the BDGDE LLC Bioenergy Innovation Center Project?
So moved.
I have a motion from Mr. Moore. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Now that we have the resolution adopted, it now goes before County Council. They are right now seeing the permit. We'll see the results of that with County Council, but before we'll bring it before County Council at that point. So at this time, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Well done.
Thank you,
Very
everyone.
Efficient, Madam Chair.
Under 15.